The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
It's the Business News Desk, and today, obviously, we're going to be talking about the big talking subject, the big talking point, Brexit. And we have a very special guest, or a couple of special guests in our studio. As always, Sarah Barry, the Managing Director of Stray FM, joins us in the studio. And Clementine, you're joining us as well from LCFR at least today. We're going to be taking a look at the legal side of things on Brexit. So I'm going to hand over to somebody who gets affected by this more than I do. Sarah, as a Managing Director, you're going to have a look at some of the legal things with Clementine here as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I think the main question I've got, Clementine, is really what everybody else is asking. What does it mean to me as somebody that runs a business, or obviously loads of people out there who own their own businesses? What is the impact? What advice have you got for us?
Yeah, well, I think the advice we're giving to our clients at the moment is we're advising people to avoid making snap decisions until the dust settles. That is, in a nutshell, the advice that we're giving to clients. No member of the European Union has ever left the EU, so the process of withdrawal is totally untested. The 2 years notice period required by the Treaty of Lisbon for the government to implement this decision means that an actual UK exit date is very unlikely to be before June 2018 anyway. There will of course be long-term and short-term implications for UK and international businesses, and of course the wider UK economy. And some of the immediate challenges for businesses will arise from the impact of Brexit on the free movement of goods, services, and of course employment. There's also likely to be concerns regarding the protection of intellectual property rights, and new laws which will be introduced or amended to fill the holes left by EU legislation that no longer apply to the EU. So there are all these things to consider. And of course, while forward planning is very important to all businesses, our advice to clients is that every business is different, and the legal environment and regulations that they're subject to won't change for at least 2 years. And even then, that the likelihood is that we'll retain most legislation and amend it on a case-by-case basis. So, in a nutshell, as I said, the advice is don't panic. There's no need to make any rash decisions. Nothing's going to happen for a while. And so, as I say, forward planning is very important, and it's good to consider all these areas of law which may or may not change and the impact that have on your business. But I don't think there needs to be any panic in making decisions. And people talk about moving their operations abroad. I think we need to wait until the dust settles before we make any of those really important business decisions.
Yeah, it's really sound advice. I mean, ourselves being a local business, we're talking to lots of clients. Kind of our stance on this is, look, it's business as usual. People still have to buy stuff, people still sell stuff, look for the opportunities. But like you just said, nothing is going to change, and I think we've gone into panic mode a little bit, don't you? Really have. 2 years, so we're talking June 2018. In the meantime, how do we keep an eye on what is going to happen? Where best to get this sort of advice?
I think a lot of the advice will come through the press.
Yeah.
You've always got to take that with a pinch of salt. But we will very much be keeping up to date with what's going on in terms of what's going on in the government. And I think as the next few months unfold, it will become clear in terms of timescales, timetable, when and things may or may not happen.
Yeah. Great advice. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really appreciate you coming in and telling us that. And there's more on the way from LCFR at least. We'll be talking about networking. It's coming up on the Business Hub.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.